It's time for the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health, a radio show where all viewpoints are respected. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville and surrounding counties. Welcome to the Brandon Groover News Hour. I'm joined today by my two favorite co-hosts, my only co-hosts.
It's probably why we're their favorites.
I'll go into that one.
Sure. So joined by popular demand, Doug Wilder.
All right, let's hear it for Doug this afternoon.
Yes, thank you. And last but not least, AJ is in the cut.
Big deal.
Oh, I'm not as popular.
Wow. Well, welcome everybody on today's show. And you know what's the thing about it? You know, we always try to shoot straight, and we try to go down the middle. So you know, sometimes you're gonna love the show, and sometimes you're not gonna like the show. But we at least try to be authentic, and we try to take the information that's out there. And we do our best to dissect it and try to put forward plans that we feel will best help elevate Jacksonville, Florida, Jacksonville, the state of Florida, and the country at large. So I'm prepared for the darts. Today we will discuss Jacksonville's Mayor Lenny Curry's proposal to raise the city's gas tax by 6 cents to fund Jacksonville's infrastructure projects. The plan will invest $930 million in road repair, drainage, streetscape improvements, and among others. The mayor also plans to shift infrastructure spending away from the general fund, which will free up an additional $200 to $300 million per year to tackle Jacksonville's massive $2 billion septic problem. We'll discuss that in a minute. Irregardless of how much the city tries to attract jobs to the north side, it will not happen until all areas of this city are connected to the city's water and sewer system. We made the connection on the show on numerous times about the violent crime and the underdevelopment economically in some aspects, in some parts of the city. 2 weeks ago, we even talked about, you have, and check this out, the poverty rate in working class communities. These are areas where people actually work. You have 50% poverty rate in areas of this town where people are working. So you can't say, oh, they don't want to work. These are working poor areas. So we believe, you know, you don't do the socialist stuff. We believe you grow your way out of your problems. You invest your way out of your problems. Irregardless, like I said, irregardless of how much the city tries to attract jobs to the north side, it won't happen until all of these areas are connected to the city's water and sewer system. I support the gas tax hike. We are only talking about $2 per week. Second segment, which may also not be popular, we will discuss Governor DeSantis' so-called anti-riot bill. The bill, in my opinion, is not necessary. It is unnecessary, and it sends the wrong message. There are no major riots in Florida. We should not pass laws that will encourage the nuts of the world to run over peaceful protesters. They've taken, you know, I'm not even going to take that joke, but I'm not going to say that. You know what I'm talking about, Doug? I'm not going to do that one. We've been warned already. The riot at the Capitol, remember Charlottesville? A woman was ran. She died because a terrorist plowed his car into her. So we can't say, or we can't imagine a world where peaceful protesters will get run over. Charlottesville happened, 4 years ago? Also, my opinion, George Zimmerman targeted Trayvon Martin knowing he would escape justice by using the Stand Your Ground law. Governor DeSantis, if you're listening, reform this bill. Stop it. Tune in to join the discussion. If you want to call in, area code 904-831-0600. AJ, let's run the clip on the 6 cent gas tax.
The Action News Jax investigates as many Americans are paying noticeably more at the pump this week. Right now, the average price for a gallon of regular gas in the Jacksonville metropolitan area is $2.82. Now, just a week ago, we were at $2.67. Rewind to a month ago, the average price was $2.40 per gallon. And as we watch the price of gas go up, Jacksonville is weighing whether to double the tax you already pay at the pump. New at 6, Action News Jax's Robert Grant spoke with some people who support the proposal and others who say it's not the right time.
Gas at this Murphy Express on Beach Boulevard is currently $2.81 a gallon. The mayor's proposal would add another 6 cents. But it's money the city says it needs to fix growing problems on the road. Jacksonville's gas tax could double in a matter of months.
Now we paying, what, $2.81, and that's regular gas, and then the other gas is higher. It doesn't make sense.
Under the mayor's proposal, the tax would jump from 6 to 12 cents. It's a move the city says would generate millions for infrastructure, including road resurfacing, drainage projects, and a decade-old septic tank problem.
There are tons of roadway resurfacing projects all over the county and every single council district that need desperately to be funded, and this is an opportunity to fund this.
Jordan Ellsbury, the mayor's chief of staff, says his office is working with city council right now, but it's probably months before the 12-cent tax is considered.
Which is what surrounding counties have, what major metropolitan cities in the state of Florida have.
I did a county-by-county comparison. Right now, Duval has a 6-cent gas tax, and so does St. John's County. Clay is at 12, along with Nassau.
They gotta stop thinking about everyone else, man. You know, the people that's out of work, people that's struggling.
I did talk to some people at the pump who say they want to see Jacksonville's infrastructure fixed. Right now, the city has projects of up to $900 million. We have a full list of all of them on actionnewsjax.com. Reporting on the South Side, Robert Grant, CBS 47, Fox 30, Action News Jax.
Thank you, Robert. Okay, let's dissect this. Now, most counties in the state of Florida are already at the 12-cent mark. Jacksonville is at the six-cent mark. Now, back in 1968, I believe, when we did consolidation, I was not alive at that time, there was a promise that was made to the people in the inner city and to the folks that lived in the suburbs, that if we consolidated Jacksonville and Duval County, the outlying areas would give up sovereignty to Duval County, and the inner city would give up the influence that they had by bringing in the South Side, and the South Side and the extreme northern and western parts of the city. The promise was that they were going to provide infrastructure to all the neighborhoods that consist of Duval County. I always try to make the connections in the city, in the country at large, on how this affects that. We talk about the crime issue that we have in Jacksonville. I don't care if you are like the biggest CEO in the country. If you want to open up a factory on the north side, you can't. Because a huge swath of that area is not connected to the city. You don't. If you have waste product, you have nowhere to get rid of the waste from your facilities. If you look at what happened, and we talked about the South Side about a month ago, and we were talking about how the South Side contributes 70% of the economic activity for not just Jacksonville, but for the entire Northeast Florida region. Do I have an issue with the South Side? No. Do I want to see the South Side continue to win? Of course. But if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. On the north, if you look at the area around San Pablo, that area was nothing but farmland. JTB, farmland. But what happened, the city laid the infrastructure there. They ran the transmission lines, the water lines. And look what happened. It grew. I always say, if you look at Dubai, Dubai was built in the middle of a desert. In the middle of a desert. And look at it.
Yeah, they got what, the almost, I guess the...
Bahari Tower.
It's still the tallest, isn't
yep.
it?
I think mm-hmm. so.
What is it, 100 and something stories?
Yep.
Huge.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Tall.
Tom Cruise was hanging off the building.
Right.
Wow.
So, like, we have to choose what kind of city we want to be at the end of the day. Do we want to be a city where we... And let me say this. People say, oh, Jacksonville is a big city, so, you know, we should have crime. The city of San Francisco has the exact same population that we have. They had 50 murders last year.
And they're a much bigger metropolitan
yep,
area.
Exactly.
Obviously,
yep.
they're one of the top 10
yep.
Metros in America. But, you know, sounds like, from what I'm hearing, Brandon, a lot of promises made but not kept.
Yep.
I mean, I'm personally aware of the fact I lived in a house many years ago on the west side mm-hmm. that had a septic tank.
Mm.
It was not didn't have city water.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, it's not just Northwest Jacksonville.
Right.
It's lots of areas. And I imagine there's probably could be some still over in the remember Mandarin mm-hmm. before it really grew and
yeah.
became more upscale.
Yep.
There was a lot of country over there. They
mm-hmm.
used to be Mandarin rednecks. You
yep.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, horse country.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thought you were in Ocala.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. You're right. You're right. You're
but
right.
Jacksonville is a large city.
Right.
And it is a big project. But I guess, you know, politics has a strange way of following certain things, right? I
yep.
mean, and it really is involved with politics because that's what makes things happen. And people, that's why I think Jacksonville has always had this problem. Like downtown has gone up and down like the space program.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of in a recession now.
Mm-hmm.
In downtown, they've torn down stuff, haven't
mm-hmm.
rebuilt,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's always been a working downtown, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had the shipyards, and it was, you know, had a totally different feel in those days.
Right.
Because it was part of the industrial
mm-hmm.
complex.
Mm-hmm.
And Jacksonville also had a black eye because there was a lot of foul odors coming off
right,
the
right,
north
right.
side.
Yep, yep.
You know, because of the paper.
Mm, paper mill. I remember
right.
that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like rotten eggs.
Yep.
You had that in Niagara Falls. I remember that because I smelled it when I was a kid when I was visiting my aunt and uncle up there.
Yeah, I remember when I was younger. I wasn't still a little boy, but that was yesterday. But I would be in my grandmother's house like, oh, what's that smell? And she would say, paper mill plant. I mean, it would be like when the wind blew,
mm-hmm.
you knew it.
Yeah.
Yep. So the city has made a lot of progress.
Yeah, we don't have that anymore.
Right,
thank
right.
goodness.
Thank God for
yeah.
that. Yeah, it doesn't stink. Right. It doesn't stink as much as it used to. But it's like Jacksonville is like almost there. You know, you know what I mean? It's like a B plus.
For a long time, they've said Jacksonville will be a great city when it's finished.
Right, right.
But
right.
But this is probably the nicest area in Florida
Absolutely.
In many ways
yes.
to be in. I
Absolutely.
Mean, I've been around the country being in the broadcasting business and from near Canada. I was out in the Midwest for a brief time
mm-hmm.
and back here. And I've been in Florida for most of my life and I've raised a son here. It's a great place to raise a family. It's close to other things.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, the fact that Carnival made an effort, which was a little more difficult
yeah.
here because
yeah.
they got to bring...
Mm-hmm.
They can't bring a larger liner in here because mm-hmm. they can't agree to get it done out at Mayport
right.
where it should be.
Right, right, right.
And that might anger some people.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes progress changes things. If you know, I know there's been resistance to change. Even when the Jaguars got here, the old power structure in Jacksonville, I bet you, was cringing
mm-hmm.
because they were in control and
right.
then they saw a different day coming.
Right, right, different element. So the thing is this, you know, and I always post the topics on Facebook that we're going to discuss. And I have people on the north side who will benefit from this. And they're saying, oh, taxes. I said,
mm-hmm.
but listen, if we change nothing, if we don't try, if we do nothing, then we need to be willing to accept the high homicide rate that we have in the city, we need to say we're going to be willing. If we settle for mediocrity, then let's just say that's what we want. That's just
mm-hmm.
but to continue to fight progress, and we talked about the Lot J project a couple of months ago, And one of the major complaints, a lot of the pushback towards the Lot J was, well, how can Mayor Curry invest hundreds of millions of dollars, you know, on the shipyards and on Lot J, mm-hmm. when these underlying issues of infrastructure on the north side are not being addressed? This is $930 million. You got to know when you're winning. Mm-hmm. I mean, the mayor is, this is a down payment. I don't think anybody with a straight face can, if they come back next year with a plan to redevelop the North Bank, I don't want to hear anybody crying and complaining, because $930 million, that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. How do you know that it's going to be spent on the north side?
Because the mayor said so.
Okay.
No, I'm joking. He gave a list of,
Yeah, some other mayors said other things.
Right. I'm going to say because the Bible said so. But he gave a list of projects. And another thing that he said as well, the city is spending $300 million a year, $200 to $300 million a year out of the general fund on infrastructure. If we had a proper gas tax, the gas tax is supposed to maintain the roads and bridges and all that kind of stuff. But because we're having to spend this money out of the general fund, this is money that you don't have for social programs. This is money that you can't use to hire more police officers. The city of Indianapolis has 3,000 police officers, same population, but a smaller geographical area. And we only have 2,000 sworn officers. So I think we may be under-policed. You know, we have a push in the country to defund the police. But if you look at cities that are the same size as Jacksonville, we don't have the right, the police force that we have here is not, it doesn't fit the size of the population.
And the size of the city.
Right, exactly. It's spread out.
At one point, they only had them downtown police station.
Right.
They finally established some substations,
right.
Which I used to go, why? I mean, everybody can't be leaving from downtown and get to, because, you know, it can be 40 miles
absolutely.
By the time you get towards Baldwin.
Right,
So it's kind of nuts stuff in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
So my thing is, like, you know, on this show, we try to look at what's happening in the country and in the city, and we try to, you know, at least give the other perspective, because everything in this country now is becoming political. If it's coming from a Republican, it's going to be said this way. If it's coming from a Democrat, it's going to be said this way. So what we try to do is try to, you know, offer other perspectives, because we cannot coexist and live together if we can't understand where the other person is coming from.
And our general reaction in Jacksonville is no new taxes.
Yep.
But here we're saying, okay, this is a sales tax that'll be added to
the gas.
Mm-hmm. And so it's earmarked for
infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. One of the difficulties that may be raised is that, okay, so since they're doing that, are they going to be taking away monies that they would otherwise be, mm-hmm. So in other words, it's just the jello being squeezed out of the hand sort of concept.
Right, right.
It's going somewhere else. So how then do you tell somebody who says no new taxes and say, well, this is different?
Okay. The mayor gave a list of items. So what you do is you say, okay, if you gave me this list, I better see these mm-hmm. projects on
you
the
hold
other
them
side.
Accountable.
You hold them accountable. You vote
sure.
them out of office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but because I get the apprehension to overtaxing. If you want to know what overtaxing looks like, you look at California and New York.
Yes.
But I think we're on the other extreme. You know what I mean? Like all the other counties in this area are at the 12 cent.
Some are.
Mm-hmm. The majority, and you know, around here, yeah. the only county that was exception was St. John's County
yep.
and Duval. So, like I said, until you cannot have economic prosperity if you don't have at least equal opportunity. I'm not saying mm-hmm. equal results. I'm not saying, you know, redistribute and punishing success. But if you're saying that there are areas of this city that cannot host businesses, that's a problem, because they're not tied into the city line. And it's not fair Why are these people in the city paying taxes, but they're not on sewer and water?
Mm-hmm.
That's a mess. So we're going to take Marty's call, and then we're going to take Darren. Marty, go ahead. Oh, Marty. Okay. I think Marty must be. Marty, you must be on mute. Okay, we'll take Darren. Okay. Marty, where have you been?
Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. You're here.
Okay. Sorry I missed you last week. I had to go to Bike Week in Daytona.
You got to let us know. We put a cable out for you. We were looking for you. Let me just say this.
AJ made reference to San Francisco. I used to live there for a few months when I was in the service.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco is the same population as Jacksonville. It's 45 square miles.
Mm-hmm.
And as a former police, it's very easy to police 45 miles compared to Jacksonville is 750 square miles, and it's actually the largest city and area in the continental United States.
It's huge. Yep.
Okay. Now, another thing, I'm totally against raising the gas tax, because when you want to raise taxes, you're telling me that you don't have a tax base. And as far as saying, well, this county does it, I don't care about that. Jax, first of all, right now, as the king of the world, I'm telling Lenny Curry that I'm revoking your status as a Republican, because Republicans don't think like that. Let's be creative. I know when you go downtown, you know there's a place in Jacksonville called Brooklyn, right?
Yep.
Yes.
And there's nothing there. And a lot of Jacksonville, like Jacksonville has a lot of beautiful areas and has a lot of rustic or rural areas, right? As far as all the crime in Jacksonville, that's because it's basically too large. Now, the city in Alaska that has a similar area doesn't have the same population.
Genoa.
Mm-hmm. Now, you want to match Charlotte, North Carolina, which has the same population roughly. I'm not sure of the area. They have probably more shootings than Jacksonville. So you would have to figure that out. But as far as raising the gas tax, it's nonsense. Because, tell you one thing, you raise the gas tax, a lot of people are not going to buy their gas in Jacksonville. But people are not stupid. They're going to come over here and other places where it's cheaper. And you know what? It's not really cheap in St. John's County. But if you put 6 cents a gallon on there, it's nonsense. Why don't you do something like a lottery, maybe some casinos, or stuff like that to raise money. I know they have one in the place near, Orange Park or
something like that? Best bet.
Yeah, so I mean, let's come up with some creative ways where it only hurts, when I say hurts, people who want to gamble if they want to lose their money. But this nonsense about raising the gas price 6 cents a gallon is going to hurt. Brandon, what did you say it's only going to cost people?
$2 a week.
$2 a week is $104 a year. Now, somebody who's living on $800 or $900 a year on Social Security, that's $1 million to them.
Yeah, but at the same time, if we continue to let this violent crime get out of control, you know, people are losing their lives. But we could talk about it on the other side of the break. Darren, hang tight, my man. We're going to get to you. The other side of the break, we're going to discuss, we're going to continue this discussion on the gas tax, and then we're going to move swiftly to the anti-riot bill that I feel is not necessary.
Hmm.
All right. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, brother. Great. Marty.
Good talking to you, Marty.
All right. Very good. Heard from Marty. Darren's standing by. So stand by, Darren. We'll get to you here after the news break coming up. Got some traffic information. Understand, even though it's a nice afternoon, we do have some slowdowns around the area, so please be cautious and careful this afternoon.
Thank you.
AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. U.S. health officials are relaxing social distancing recommendations for schools, now saying students can sit as close as 3 feet next to each other in classrooms. The new Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines announced Friday signal the agency's turn away from the 6-foot distancing recommendation that had forced some schools to remove desks, stagger scheduling, and take other steps to keep kids apart. A judge says he won't delay or move the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer charged in George Floyd's death, but he'll allow limited evidence from a 2019 Floyd arrest. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 234 points, but the NASDAQ rose 99. The S&P 500 down by 2, oil up $1.42 to $61.42 a barrel. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day, I'm Adam Boardman. They should have been easy to spot in their orange safety vest, but for some reason the driver didn't see them. Jacksonville Fire and Rescue officials said that last week, outside a store on Regency Square Boulevard, the truck ran into two of the store's employees, one of whom has just died. The other is expected to live, despite having been very seriously hurt. A major crash led to major delays. A number of vehicles, not yet certain how many, were involved in the crash on I-95 North in Jacksonville at Max Leggett Parkway this morning. A number of people were seriously injured as well. Everyone in Florida could soon be able to get themselves a COVID jab. Yesterday, Governor Ron DeSantis said that by some point in April, there might not be any age-related cutoff for getting vaccinated. And today, he said that beginning this coming Monday, anyone who's at least 50 could get it. Right now, the cutoff age is 60. Duval County has had more than 91,000 confirmed COVID cases. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's major delays because of a vehicle on fire on I-10 eastbound between Lane Avenue and Cassett Avenue, blocking two right lanes. Also, there's police activity on the north side on I-95 northbound before Airport Road, blocking two right lanes, and that's closed down the on-ramp. Clouds on the increase tonight, low 47. Saturday will start the first day of spring, mostly cloudy, high only 58.
Hi, my name is Grant. For the past 17 years, I've been hooked on drugs, off and on and in and out of rehabs. I had everything I could ever need, my wife, children, family, a home, and I was still unhappy and lost. I was finally forced to make a decision, and I chose City Rescue Mission. Since coming to CRM and participating in the Life Builders Addiction Recovery Program, I have been able to focus on myself and build my relationship with God. My counselors motivate me and encourage me and have shown me how everything can be given over to God. I no longer feel the anxiety and stress that consume my life thanks to City Rescue Mission and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I'm Paul Stassi, Executive Director for City Rescue Mission. The story you just heard is just one example of the many lives that have been transformed here at CRM. This year marks 75 years of City Rescue Mission's making a difference in our community, and we couldn't do it without you. Visit us at crmjax.org to learn more or to make a donation to help provide hope, healing, and change for those in need.
Does your well water leave brown rust stains on clothes and fixtures? Does it smell bad? Get rid of it all with the HydroCare Iron 300X. HydroCare's multi-stage process gets rid of iron, sulfide, and odors. HydroCare is an easily installed, compact system without tanks, backwashing, or servicing, and only costs $799. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit goodclearwater.com. GoodClearWater.com.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, guys and gals, welcome back. Today's one of those Debbie Downers. Nobody wants to talk about taxes, so, you know, we have the job of doing what nobody wants to do, you know? You know what, we were talking off the air, and Doug was saying, I don't know if you mind me sharing.
I don't mind at all.
Doug was saying, you know, if it was like a income tax, then, okay, he would be more like, you know, hit the pause button. But this is you're getting charged based upon how much you drive. So it's pretty much like a user fee.
Almost like a toll booth.
Right.
But without all the traffic.
Right, exactly. So, you know, we're going to take Mark and we'll continue to opine.
Of course, mm-hmm. The one thing is, as Marty was saying, this is the largest city in land area.
Right.
And the largest city in population in Florida,
mm-hmm.
in the city limits. Mm-hmm. So the thing is, you kind of have to drive.
Right.
Especially mm-hmm. since we don't have a really, and I love Jacksonville, believe me, but, you know, our bus system is not necessarily
the best.
You know, we don't have that mass because the population's not quite large enough right. where you're going
to
have a
spread
much, not dense.
You know, we don't have the subways.
Right.
And mm-hmm. Plus, if you had a subways, they'd probably be flooded here in Florida.
right.
But the thing is, we don't have the mass transit system
nope.
either.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have it, and they've tried to key in, and they're doing a good job. But, you know, it's not the same service that a lot of metro cities, the right. same size and bigger, have.
Yep, and what's crazy with that, too, and that was one time in Jacksonville we had the streetcars before my time. And, mm-hmm. you know, but the city took those up because mm-hmm. General Motors went across the country saying, hey, get rid of those streetcars in order to sell more automobiles and to push the highway system and all this, you know, suburbanization.
Yeah, and some cities actually have a different type of, like the people mover we have.
Right,
it's only
right.
just limited, and there was a lot of people crying about that.
Right.
But they're extending it, actually, coming yep. up some.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the way we've done it is probably the more expensive way. Some
right.
cities have it right down their main boulevards.
Right.
They have a bullet-looking mm-hmm. type train.
Yep.
If you look on YouTube, you can see all this stuff around the world
yep.
and around our country
yep.
and Canada even.
Yep.
So it's something that's viable, and I guess it's like light rail, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep, they have it down in Orlando and Tampa. They have a light rail system, but it's Jacksonville.
Yeah.
well, still in progress.
Yep, yep. Yeah.
And the JTA, that'd be interesting to have the JTA on our show to describe all the different plans that they have for the next several years.
Right. And some of this money is going to go to be set aside for them.
So, oh, I didn't know that.
So yeah, we'll get a JTA rep. I know I have a friend that works there, so we'll get him on. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Mark, what's on your mind, Mark? Tell us what you're thinking.
First off, I just discovered your show, and I'll be a regular listener and a regular caller here in the future. But
thank you.
You know, I was not one way or the other in favor of this gas tax or not, but I just found out last week, and you touched on it briefly, that these idiots at JTA are thinking of expanding the Skyway Express to Brooklyn. You were just talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
The JTA guy before the CEO we've got now said they were going to let the Skyway Express die, and rightly so, because it doesn't move enough people. And it's all hand-built, and they're not making those cars anymore, and they're not making the parts anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just ridiculous. Plus, you're forgetting the 600-pound gorilla in the room, is that we better start thinking about how we're going to bend over and grab our ankles for Ashad Khan next year, or probably sooner than that. He's going to ask for probably close to $1 billion of our money, our taxpayer money. He's not going to pay for it to build him a new stadium.
Yep.
Where's that money going to come from? And I know the guys I'm talking to probably don't care, and that's great, and invest in Jacksonville and all that stuff, but that's just ridiculous that we're even considering spending $900 million to $1 billion on a stadium that's owned by a billionaire, a multi-billionaire. And, you know, what happens to all the improvements on the north side, the infrastructure and all that kind of stuff then? You know, we can't do everything, and it's just going to be a bad situation, and we better really think about that. Anytime you mention any kind of improvement right now, you better think what's going to happen in a year when Shad Khan says, yeah, and the implication is I'll take the Jaguars and leave. And so, you know, we just, you know, oh, okay, you know, we'll sign everything, whatever you want. So
you can make a good point. You make a good point, Mark. And that's definitely something that they're planning on. As a matter of fact, I think the team hinted at it a few weeks ago about investing in their new facility. I think if we do anything to that stadium, I don't think we need to do a new stadium. They should do more of the line what you have at Hard Rock down in Miami, put a canopy over it and call it a day.
Well, I agree with you, and I think Shad Khan should pay for it. He's a multi-billionaire with a B. I mean, if there's any man on the face of this planet who can write a check for that kind of thing, it's him. Why are we, the poor citizens of Jacksonville, having to, how dare he even ask us? And yeah, let me finish up here. That JTA thing to expand the Skyway Express, $400 million.
Yep. I think that's something we definitely should question the mayor about. You know, if a big chunk of that money is going to that, I think that money could be spent on something else. But Mark, just to piggyback before I let you go, the city owns that stadium. Shah Khan doesn't own TIA Field. The city owns the stadium.
Well, that's a distinction in looking barely. I mean, you know, yeah, it's our stadium, but when he says jump, we have to jump. And, you know, there was a good thing, this Lot J thing. I mean, the first time I think the city has actually said no to an NFL owner, and he probably won't forget that. But, like I said, we are too beholden to him, and I don't like to be blackmailed or extorted, and that's what this is, pure and simple. So he needs to, you know, pay for it himself or take a hike.
You hear that, shot?
That's right.
Okay, Mark.
Talk to y'all later.
Okay, thank you for calling in, and feel free to call at any time. Okay, Chris?
Hey, I'm the opposite. I think that mass transit, and you guys are talking earlier.
What's up, Chris? This is our man, Chris. What's up, Chris?
Just trying to keep it real, as always.
Let's do it.
I just think that the mass transit needs to expand in Jacksonville. We need to get something going over to St. John's, maybe a tunnel underneath there, have stops at the stadium, go more south side, go more north side. I mean, we need rail to expand. And it's also, the guys talk about $400 million. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about the trains, but it's a revenue producer. You have to pay to get on it. So it's not like the money put into it, you never see it come back. And you do know that the NFL is a nonprofit organization for billionaires.
Great church.
You know that?
Yep. That's why they have that games on Sundays, the church.
And it's a nonprofit organization.
Yep.
It's all they don't pay tax.
Yep, you're
NFL.
Right.
And you know, when that needs to be exploited, that stadium belongs to the people. I lived in Atlanta. I was furious when they tore down all those stadiums and start to build new ones. I mean, if you're going to charge people taxes to build it or vote on charge and then charge people taxes to build something, they should have a say if it's going to be destroyed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
And there's a lot of construction downstate. There's homeless problem down on Jefferson. I mean, the old courthouse should not have been torn down. That could have been used for homeless people to live in and get back on their feet. They tore down the old courthouse. Mm. All these things they tear down that were built with taxpayer dollars, they should not be allowed to tear anything down unless the taxpayers say yes to it.
Yep, and the crazy part about it too, Chris, they tear stuff down and nothing comes behind it. Like, you got rid of the landing, not you per se, but we got rid of the landing and it's a field. We got rid of the city hall.
It's a launding.
Yeah. The launding. Yep, so I agree. Then we tore down the Hart Bridge Expressway.
That was a real improvement.
Yep.
I kind of saw that. I can see how that could be prime real estate and it's not being utilized to the advantage. So at first I was against it and I kind of thought about it. You know, it's right there, really near the river, and that's really prime real estate. But yeah, it should have been voted on still, you know?
Yeah, but my thing is, and then, okay, we tore down the landing and then Lot J failed. We tore down the Hart Bridge. Like, we need to get on the same sheet of music. You know what I'm saying? Like, who's in charge here?
We the people are supposed to be.
Right. So, and what I was going to tell you, Chris, too, before we did the piece on the anti-riot bill, most of the mass transit projects in the country, even in California, when they did that connector from L.A. to Sacramento, they only did 40 miles of rail over the past, like, 10, 15 years. Like it's so hard to get that stuff done in America because of all the regulation. And then those projects, what I believe in a perfect world, like, we just did $1 trillion. We did $1.9 trillion in stimulus. Woo. I think the federal government should, if you're gonna be big government, then be efficient at least. Like, the federal government, a lot of this stuff that, like, this mass transit and even this septic issue that we have in the country. You know, there are some parts of Alabama we discussed on the show a while back where people have feces backing up into their homes in the United States of America. People don't have fresh drinking water in America. If you're gonna, if you're voting for Democrats, at least get, if they're gonna spend this money, make sure the money hit the people. You know what I mean? Like, like use the money to address a lot of these long-term issues that we're talking about. You're talking about $1.9 trillion. And my thing is, I don't know how long the world will allow America to print money like we're doing, but I'm saying at least if you're going to do it, at least get something out of it.
You know, the Chinese owe us about, I think it's like $2 trillion now from bonds we did in the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And then that $50 billion that they were supposed to spend on buy our agriculture, did they ever fulfill that obligation from the trade deal Trump
No, they invested the money on getting the president out of office. Yeah, but yeah, they were supposed to buy up a lot of our agriculture as a way to compensate for what they're doing to us on trade, but Trump is going bye-bye, so they don't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah. That's sad.
Yo, Trump is gone. But what happens in 2024? He may resurrect on Easter. Well, we'll see.
I thought he was going to run for Congress and become Speaker of the House in 2022 and then get, you know, change it all around and then run again for president in 2024.
Yeah, but it's going to be hard for him to do that with that Capitol riot footage. I'm not saying he caused it. We talked on the show. We explained many, many times that riot was planned months ahead of time. They planned that thing on December the 23rd. But he's going to have a tough, it's going to be tough for him. I'm not saying he can't do it, but it's going to be a high hill to climb. You know, even what happened at the spa up in Atlanta. You know, with the shootings, the media is trying to pin that on him. You know, I don't know if you all saw the footage. Like they're trying to say, oh, that the rise in
Asian,
is because Trump called, you know, COVID the China virus. And we did a segment last week on the show where we showed in 2018 that the Chinese government, not the Chinese people. But the Chinese
Communist Party, right. The Chinese people are the hardest working people probably in the world.
Absolutely.
Communist Party. I love Chinese
right.
people.
Right, absolutely. So they live in a dictatorship. So we can't blame the people for what the tyrants are doing. And Trump mm-hmm. never went after Asians, but that's the narrative that they're trying. Everything they know Trump may run in 2024, so they're throwing mm-hmm. as much at the wall to see what sticks. And if anybody have family members who lost their lives in Atlanta, you know, you know, we're praying for you. You know, we hate it.
Yes.
And we hope that some of this hatred and vitriol will go away. But we say all the time on this show that I believe economics is the underlying to a lot of this madness. And AJ, we're mm-hmm. probably not going to be able to hit that other clip.
Well, it's up to you.
Okay.
There's one more thing I wanted to say.
Uh-huh.
About, you know, we were talking about the six, which the whole program is pretty much revolved around the 6 cent increase in the gas tax and how things were, you know, they're going to use it for the infrastructure.
Right.
But I was driving the other day and I was thinking of it and I blanked out for a mm-hmm. second, but I was on Southside Boulevard near the Avenues Mall the other night. I was went to the Best Buy over there.
Mm-hmm.
That road is almost a gravel road now. I mean, a major road like that. Going right towards Phillips Highway between where the Best Buy is and go down to Phillips Highway. If you've ever gone on that, you're heading south on that. That road is so rough. I mean, the gravel particles are going to be more predominant than the asphalt.
Right, and that's crazy.
In a city the size of Jacksonville, that looks like a road that would be out somewhere near Stark.
Right.
No offense, guys.
Right, right.
But anyway, you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, so that extra 6 cents could go a long way.
It's, right. You know, the road, there's no curbs. Some of the things we've done in town need to be improved. This is a beautiful city.
Right.
And like you've been saying, and some of our listeners have been talking about, the fact is, you know, Jacksonville is a work in progress like everywhere else. You know, and it's not just our town. We are talking about trains mm-hmm. and how a light rail could help and whatever mm-hmm. else. you know, the Skyway Express in many ways is probably an overbuilt. It looks grandiose. It's right. not a monorail like at Disney World.
Right.
You know, if the world was perfect, it would be kind of like Disney World. Right. Everything would be clean.
Right.
And everything would be underground. Right. And wouldn't have any garbage.
No mosquitoes in Disney
World. No mosquitoes right. in Florida. How did that happen? Right. And so, you know, but it is what it is. Does America have any bullet trains? You know, America, we've got to wake up and get together rather than fight each other, because why is America behind in so many technological ways when this was supposed to be, you know, the 20th century was
the American
century. It's in history. I know a lot of people want to take history away, but America was the leading nation in the world
right.
because of World War II. Right. We got kind of everybody out of it. If yep. it wasn't for America, you might be driving more Volkswagen Beetles.
We'll all be speaking German and saying, Hail Hitler.
Yeah, you'd have that one car.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and speaking of the economy, AJ, did you know that Brandon has just been nominated for the Federal Reserve Advisory Committee? Is that what it is?
Yep.
Tell us about that. What's happening there?
Thank you. Well, basically, what the Federal Reserve wants to know, they want to know if the monetary policy that they adopt, if it's really helping like people on the ground. The lady who interviewed me, she was saying that it's very easy to manipulate data. So they want to know if the investments, if the monetary policy, if the QE and all this stuff, if it's really helping the American on Main Street. Because right now, you know, our government kind of leans very heavily in favor of Wall Street. The Federal Reserve wants to make sure that the average American business person, small business person, the American consumer, that they're seeing improvements in their quality of life. So my first meeting with them is on April the 7th. Also a holy day, my grandmother's birthday, April the 7th at noon. And we're going to talk. Talk candidly with them about what can be done, you know, to improve the quality of life for everybody, you know, in this area. So I guess we'll continue to focus. We'll use the rest of this show to talk economics, because the census will hit you next week on your riot bill.
Wow. Right. And I think if any callers want to have influence on the Federal Reserve, they can call you and tell you, this week and next week.
Give some input.
Yeah.
Exactly. Definitely. Exactly. You know what? And I told the lady who interviewed me, I did tell her we had to talk the radio show, and we do get to hear from the people. So what I promise to do on this show, like if we have like specific economic sectors, if people work in healthcare, you know, whatever field you work in, bring your ideas, and I will do my best to make sure that it's on the table. I can't promise that it will happen, but we will at least advocate, you know, as much as possible for Main Street, for working people, for disabled people, for people in this country who need an advocate.
Excellent. Well said.
Thank you.
And thank you for what you're doing for our community, because I know you really care. You were brought up here.
Yep.
And not under the best of circumstances. Yep. And you've really brought yourself up and above and with, because I can sense that Brandon, with your company, is very much an involved, but a leader that probably endears himself more to his people than just bosses people around.
Right, absolutely. Doug, Doug knows the staff. He comes in and you do like a lot of HR stuff with us. And a lot of coaching, but I always saw my staff as an extension of my family.
Yeah, it's the way you treat them.
Yep, exactly. And
that's
my
wonderful.
Yep, and my patients the same way. And I always tell them, you know, without the patients, we don't have a business. You know, and I know for some reason we suffer with customer service in this country. You know, you go to a fast food joint, what do you want? You know, at the end of the day, without
that people, always brings customers right back.
Right. Thank you for the magnet. But you have to know how to treat people. And even we have to get back to empathy and being able to have compassion and love for each other. I know this is not Sunday. I'm not preaching, and plus y'all aren't paying me.
We're passing the plate over here.
Pass the plate like we used to do. But we gotta get out of this us four and no more mindset. Like we have to try to understand other people's perspectives. And like I said, my entire life I've been a Democrat, but I've never, you know, hated Republicans. I've never booed Republican presidents. But I do know that, you know, based upon where you're from or how you were raised, you have a different perspective. And that doesn't mean your perspective is wrong, but people in opinions are formed based on what they've been through. So
our differences is probably what's made America so great.
Absolutely.
Because people were able, now listen to this, folks.
Mm-hmm.
People used to be able to compromise.
Yep.
Ooh.
That's a cuss word people, now.
People had respect for one another.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They didn't just say what in the heck they want to do because I feel this way and I think you're wrong, whether I have the facts or not.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and when you give people facts today, it's like, so what? You know, like, like.
Yeah, and these facts seem to change from moment to moment.
Right.
Who needs facts when you've got opinions?
Right. And one thing we learned in elementary school, they like I really thank God for my family. And for my church and especially for the school system that I grew up in. I went to Richard O. Brown Elementary School over on the east side. We call it Out East, but that's another story. But the teachers taught us the basic elementary things about facts and opinion. And people seem to not to be able to differentiate facts from opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Like you know, like you watch the news and watch all this commentary, that stuff is not real. You know, I was on a show the other week. Remember, Doug, and the guy compared Trump to Hitler. And I'm like, really? Do you actually know what happened in Nazi Germany? Like, they had gas chambers. You know, millions of people, you know, lost their lives. And my thing is this. We got to just start putting stuff in perspective. And we got to stop all this hatred, you know, for one another. You know, Democrat, Republican. I even asked the other week on the show, I didn't feel that the Democrats should have impeached Trump the second time. And you have people, I don't think he should have got impeached the first time either, but that's another story. But you have people who, you know, really want to see the man in prison. I'm like, well, what did he do to you so bad?
I don't know what, I mean, he had an incredible hate directed towards him from people, I mean, that I've known. I could see on Facebook and I, you know, I'm on Facebook, but at the same time, I will not get into a political discussion with anybody there because that, to me, that was, you know, you could spend all day long on Facebook. You get into some of that stuff. You have a right to your opinion. You have a right to vote for who you want to. You have a right to be a Democrat, Republican, independent, whatever. Yep. But people, if you say something they don't like, all of a sudden they defriend you, tell you you're evil. And,
it's the worst. Know, it's the worst.
What? Yeah.
It's the worst. And then
it's
my thing, even the show we did last week, I was called racist last week because I read a story about what the Chinese government did with the COVID.
Wow.
I didn't say the Chinese people.
Mm-hmm.
So I was called xenophobic for running a store. I'm like, well, we can't go over facts anymore?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is just ridiculous.
No, I mean, it's pretty much a fact that it seems to have originated somewhere in China.
Right, in the lab in Wuhan. The Politico, which is a liberal magazine, said it, but you know what? I grew up on the east side. We didn't care what people said about us. So, you know, sticks and stones break your bones. I don't care what people say.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So we're going to continue to speak the facts on this show, and we're going to try to bring America together.
Harmony.
One show at a time.
I love it.
Stay safe, guys.
Thank you, my man.
Thank you.